And say on, what's the greeting you might say on Christmas in the United States?
Christmas mean greeting is Christmas gift.
Is there another one that people around here use?
Yeah.
That you say on Christmas?
No, that's not all that I know them to use down here.
Does anyone use Merry Christmas?
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Sure, Merry Christmas. That's right. You know, I couldn't think. I know there's something else. Yeah, they use that word, Merry Christmas. Sure.
Okay, and a sausage or a wiener inside a bun is called a...
Call it the wiener. Sausage inside of a skin, like you call it, mm-hmm. a wiener.
And you put it inside a...
Yeah, well, you call it
a bun.
That's right.
What do you call it when you put the sausage inside the bun?
A hot dog.
And Jesus' parents were Joseph and...
And Mary.
Mm-hmm. And our first president was George...
Washington.
And if a man and a woman want to live together, they go to a preacher and they get...
Married.
After a man has caught a cold, his voice gets like
this. Hoax.
And if you want to send a message to someone, what do you do with the letter?
You send a message to someone, you send them word to so-and-so.
What's the word you use when you take a pencil? And
you write it down.
Fine.
Whatever you want to see, whatever method you want to deliver to him, you write it down. You like to see him on some particular business or whatever you want him to do, or you asking him to do a certain thing for you.
Now,
meet you at a certain place.
If you wanted to go to New York, what would you do? You might what on a train, or sometimes on Sunday afternoons, some people. Get in a car and they go out for a
joyride.
And a cowboy rides on a
horse.
The parts of the tree that are under the ground are its.
It's the stump, the trunk of it.
What's under the ground?
The roots.
You strike a match so you can start a.
A fire. That's right.
The soft black stuff that collects in a chimney is called.
The smoke and men and soot.
Milk comes from a.
Milk bag, tit milk.
No, just the animal that.
Oh, from a cow.
Unpackaged material is material that you can buy in large quantities. Can you think of a name for something that you, large quantities?
That you can buy in a package.
Mm-hmm. No, it's unpackaged.
Unpackaged. Oh. Well, you can buy flour and sugar. You know what you mean. You mean it's in a package, but you mean to buy something loose.
Mm-hmm. What is there a special name for when you buy the stuff in unpackaged? Is there?
Well, no, I have no idea what it is. I can't think of it right now.
Does anyone around here that you know use the word bulk?
Bulk.
Have you ever heard that word?
Bulk so and so.
No, bulk.
The bulk.
A bulk of.
Oh, a book, yeah, buy it in a book, so that means you, in a book, you get, by buying stuff in a book, like that, you're supposed to, get it at a, cheaper, cut price, while you buy, that way, I guess, a lot of these folks was in business running groceries now, or any kind of business, he buys up this stuff in a book, like, he buys it, you might say, at a wholesale price.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then he's going to retail it. He's going to get twice as much as what he paid for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You'd call your parents my
father, mother.
Mm-hmm. And what's that, the name that we call robins, woodpeckers, sparrows, things like that?
Well, we call them...
The animals with wings, just a general
wings,
name.
Well, it's different to call them birds.
And what color is this?
They call them fowls, you know.